Yet again, another installment of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner, but Gene, who are you?
I'm Noise Punk, yo. Welcome to Noise Punk and Das Crooner. This show is number
six.
We already made it to number six. It's incredible. We've been on for
Yeah, and we have
years.
A hell of a budget on top of that.
Today we have another guest. Can you believe it? Another composer. Yes, one more time. We have a composer in our studios, and his name is...
Daniel Schneider, saxophonist, composer extraordinaire. Welcome to our program.
Say hello.
Hello. I really love to be here.
He's lying.
It's official. He's lying, but it's official.
He's lying. Charles and myself, we've known Daniel for a while. We all have music played by one group that we know, and one group only. No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolute Ensemble.
Ba-dum-bump.
And why don't you... We're going to listen to a lot of, I think, Daniel's music today. That's what I think we should do this time.
Well, I mean, yeah, as opposed to promoting ourselves, as usual.
So,
especially you, Gene. But anyway...
Charles, please.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Legal, the size of California.
Daniel, talk about some of your recent activities. I know you just had a concert. Talk about your concert and tell us something.
Yeah, your trio with Dave Taylor and Kenny Drew Jr., correct?
Talk about it.
Yeah, that was actually a performance at the Lyric Chamber Music Society of New York with David Taylor and Kenny Drew Jr. and myself in a trio setting. And we explored a new chamber music between jazz and... I can't say jazz. It's actually...
How would you describe that?
You saw it.
I did. It was quasi-jazz influenced.
Was it quasi-moto-jazz influenced?
You think that's funny, don't you?
I don't know what
You're
think
moron.
Anymore.
Classical based with a jazz tinge, and maybe more than that, but they're two mixed together. You can't tell which is which. How am I doing?
Forget about all the names. It was just music mixed, eclectic music. That's what I call music in general. Okay, why the names?
I mean, the thing is, it's like 99% written out.
So there you go, 99%.
So
I would
say it's chamber music with different aesthetics.
I like the term chamber music because it really says exactly what something is. A bunch of people, not too many, or it's an orchestra, playing music together. So
yeah,
chamber
without a drum set. Or a rhythm section, you know, like funk. It doesn't
matter.
But
that's okay. Even with the rhythm section, it still could be chamber music. Cheryl, wasting a lot of time talking about aesthetics and ethics.
Aesthetics.
Yeah, let's have some music. Do you have any music for us, or are you going to talk here all day?
Yeah, what would you like to play for us, sir?
I think we should probably start out with jazz first, right?
No.
Okay.
Or not? He's joking. He's joking. Don't worry about it. What do you have for us?
It's called Mephisto's Birthday Party. As you know, Mozart's birthday was yesterday. So Mephisto's birthday party is today.
I don't think I got it.
That's the music here. It actually features Lou Soloff and Ray Anderson and Ronnie Barash, Michael Philip Mossman, myself. I wrote that piece, and Daniel Pizzotti, a friend of mine, a cello player from Zurich. I recorded that in Switzerland, Zurich, where I originally come from, about 14, 15, 16 years ago.
You recorded 16 years ago?
Yeah. So we started.
Or you come from Zurich 16 years ago?
No.
I'm playing. Hey, what would Mozart say if he was alive today?
This is very interesting.
No, he'd say, get me out of this box.
That's an old joke.
He's buried in the... Let's get to
the interessantest about doom.
Silence! Anyway. You will be silent, Charles. Announce it.
Mephisto's birthday... That's the one we're playing, right? Mephisto's Birthday Party by Daniel Schneider, right here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. ¶¶ Mephisto's Birthday Party by our guest Woo! Daniel Schneider from his album Decoding the Message. That was an ensemble of artists including solos by trombonist Ray Anderson and Woo! Trumpeter Lou Soloff here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Man, we all got drunk up in here listening to that. We all been jumping and pumping in here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh,
chamber music by Daniel Schneider.
That's just brilliant.
All right, Daniel. So that was a cool piece. Tell us, I mean, I know a lot of our listeners are composers, and they and they have questions about improvisation versus written down stuff. So tell me a lot of, you know, how much of that was written out and how much was improvised and how were the improv sections structured?
Yeah.
Actually, there was quite a lot was written out, yeah. But the aesthetics were completely free. I mean, you cannot write down exactly what Soloff or Ray Anderson's playing. I mean, they have their own style, so the music has to adapt to their style, and I love to do that. I love to work together with instrumentalists that can actually do something aesthetically very interesting with you, with my music, so I can shape the music towards their needs, and it actually helps both parties. The composer is happy afterwards because he gets a very special result, and the instrumentalist is very happy because he can do what he wants to do, and that's the most satisfying result, in my opinion.
And the audience members are happy because they just got sped on by the wah-wah mute. I've been the you know, they use a lot of wah-wah. I've been fighting with notating wah-wah mutes, like how to notate the rhythmical structure of it, you know, because you could basically create rhythm with a wah-wah.
Definitely, notating that is a pain in the butt. Actually to notate the whole thing. But I wouldn't notate too many things, you know, because otherwise it sounds, again, artificial. You know?
Right,
it
well, you wouldn't notate for these guys because they know how to do it. But for an orchestral trumpeter sitting there and you say you want a certain type of wah-wah and you write it down, you write out like actually a rhythm on top of the... Well, I don't know. It always sounds square.
Yeah, I did it a lot. Actually, I have some other samples of, with classical or orchestral players that did a couple of my pieces where I wrote everything out.
Right.
And
like
it sounds actually, if they do it right, it sounds very good. United States is a little bit ahead of Europe. And in Europe, you still find older players that have no clue how to do that. You know, they
will be all shot.
Yeah.
By the end of the show.
Well, this opening and closing of the plunger is sort of difficult because it's manual labor that you usually don't practice. Yeah.
And they all got arthritis.
No, sure. But the thing is, you know, I have an idea for the show. We should, like, each show, we should have a page, separate page. And every time we talk about something, we would take, like, an excerpt of Schneider's wah-wah notation for a piece, and we could sample it in. You know, like, and the people could go on the page and study. Wow.
Well, it'd be more interesting than the famous wah, 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 wah. That's
the only one I ever wrote.
Yeah, that's right.
My piece. I have to fit that anywhere. Anyway, more music. We need more music.
Yeah, what do you have?
I need it. Please.
What would you like to show off next time, Mr. Schneider?
I don't know whether we should stick to the wah-wah thing. I think we actually should change and go to the. To a string
Charles,
quartet.
Charles, he didn't mean change your clothes. Please, put your clothes back on.
Sorry.
Charles, he changes. Every time somebody says change, Charles gets
Charles,
naked.
Charles, you made my day. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Very impressive. Very impressive.
That's very... Wow.
Okay.
I think we should go to... Let's hear some music. And Daniel's going to play...
A portion from his violin concerto. This is the second movement. By Daniel Schneider, the violin concerto featuring violinist Catherine Rabus. Right, along with...
More boost in that Rab, please.
Ba-dum-bum. Along with the NDR Radio Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Christian Järvi here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Thank you.
the second and third movement of the Violin Concerto by our guest, Daniel Schneider. We liked that second movement so much, we couldn't let go of it. We had to go on to the third movement because it was so damn good. That was the violinist Catherine Rabus, along with the NDR Radio Philharmonic Orchestra, under the baton of our good friend Christian Järvi.
Nice.
Here on Noise Punk and Das
Kuhn. I always like a good violin concerto.
Yeah.
Just because it's good.
Because it's good, and that's about it.
Well, I think it's time to go to that part of the show that we all love and enjoy, the part where the composer talks about his influence.
Yes, let's talk about...
Okay, serious moment for a second we had. That was strange.
Yeah, yeah, awkward moment, party of three.
This is supposed to be a frat boy humor.
Frat boy!
Frat boy! Okay, I'll put this on. Hey, all right, so listen, Daniel...
Inside joke.
You,
Inside joke.
Silence.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you brought over some other composers that have influenced your work. Please talk about these.
Oh, well, I mean, I was brought up with only classical music. I was not listening to jazz and to rock and roll. And so at home, we only had classical music. I used to play the cello.
You used to play the cello?
I still own it. I don't play it anymore, really. I mean, it's every year about 2 hours or three hours. Yeah, but then it starts to hurt. And then I stop again.
Well, what exactly are you doing with it?
Is it a battering ram, perhaps?
Yes. Perhaps the ball is not for what you think it is.
I still love the thing. I play it. But, I mean, if you're not used to play it anymore, then it actually starts to hurt your hands and everything starts to hurt.
Anyway, I had the same problem with my slide whistle.
So my...
So tell me what you have a piece. We usually get a composer to bring a piece of his and something from the past by a well-known historic composer. So you said
what do you want? You want something that I play myself, or you want something?
I want love and peace in the world. But if you have a piece that is let's say you brought Mahler, right? Mahler 6 or something.
Mahler 6, yeah. Okay, first movement,
and
yeah,
is that and then. After we play a little bit of Mahler, we're not going to play the whole thing because, you know
people
what?
People know that.
Not it's only people no know that, but most people can't sit through it. No, I joke. I love Mahler. He's my friend. He owes me $20. The thing is, after Mahler 6, what influence can you find a piece of yours in the bag? He has a bag. He brought a bag of music.
You mean, yeah. Okay, then let's listen afterwards to some Mahler I played with Taylor and Kenny Drew Jr.
Oh, really? Oh,
just well, to show you a little bit the influence, what I like about the music about that music.
Cool. All right, so first, Charles will tell us about, we're going to play the first movement, but maybe a little bit of
a portion of the Symphony No. 6 in A minor by Gustav Mahler, which will be immediately followed by a work of Daniel Schneider here on
called,
Noise Punk.
What's
called
the word?
No, it's also Mahler. It's just played by the trio. You know, sort of connects. You know, it shows our aesthetics and Mahler's whatever.
Okay, we're gonna. I think after we play
similarities
both,
and differences.
Let's, after we play both these pieces, we're gonna try to figure out what exactly happened here, and then we'll announce it. So here we are: something by Mahler, something by Schneider, something altogether. Together, let's hear it on Noise Punk and
Das Kruner. Thank you. Some Mahler and some Schneider. We first heard a portion of Mahler's Symphony No. 6, incidentally recorded by the Berlin Philharmonic under the baton of Bernard Haitink, which we kind of morphed into a work of Daniel Schneider, a movement from his work entitled Faust. This was the Kinder Totenlied, kind of an arrangement, if you will, of the Mahler song from Kinder Totenlieder. We heard Daniel at the saxophone, along with Dave Taylor at the trombone, and Kenny Drew Jr. at the piano, here in Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Damn.
That was a mouthful.
That was a mouthful. Woo. Well, that was a lot of happy, happy music.
Yes.
About dead children and wife cheating on each other and all that good stuff, whatever Mahler... I don't think Mahler ever wrote a happy theme in his life.
Yes, oh, he did.
Okay, sing me a theme.
Yeah, but it was very sentimental and...
Oh, you know what theme he wrote it's happy? Like, da-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-dum,
da-da-da-da-da.
You know the Disney theme? He wrote that.
Right. Da-da-da, da-da-da, ba-da-da-da-da-da, which is the third symphony. Incidentally, first movement.
There you go. A little
point goes to me.
A little musical education for you out there. Yes, yeah, right. Now you know where it comes from. Yo, influence. All right, Schneider, Daniel, Mister, please play more music for Noise Punk and...
Das Kruner. Any idea? What you got next, sir?
What you got?
Okay, I mean, we are now in the portion where I have to sort of reveal my influences. And,
yes.
What I brought is a composer... That's probably also known in the States, but he's very known in Europe. His name is Alfred Schnittke. He died a couple of years ago.
We know him.
And I would like to play this Concerto Grosso.
No, that's a great piece.
For two violins, cembalo, and prepared piano, and out of that Concerto Grosso, the Toccata. It was sort of very influential for me also for, the sounds and the orchestration and general approach to tradition and using the past in a creative way.
Okay, and then after that, we'll obviously go to a piece of yours in the same type of Schnittke-esque idea, right?
Yes.
And what will we follow right after the Schnittke? What would you like to follow that with?
Actually, with my piano trio, the third movement, Scherzo, and that's a spiral canon moving up and down at the same direction stepwise. So
that's going to make us dizzy. Yeah. All right, so here we go. We got some Schnittke, we got some Schneider, we got some Noise Punk, we
and
got some Kruner.
Spiral staircase.
Spiral staircase.
Up and down at the same time.
So put your seatbelts on. Yeah. All right.
If I could do that, I'd never leave the house here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Charles, you never leave the house.
Thank you.
a portion of Concerto Grosso Number 1. That was the Toccata Movement, incidentally performed by the New Stockholm Chamber Orchestra with Lev Marcus at the baton, or holding the baton and conducting. And that was immediately followed by a portion of Daniel Schneider's piano trio, the Scherzo Movement. Very short, but very beautiful, of course. And who were the players in that, Daniel?
That's the Zurich Piano Trio that played it, and it's, as I said, a spiral canon, so it has to be sort of short because we run out of keys on the keyboard.
Right. Has to end at some point, right, here on Noise, Punk, and Das Crooner.
Charles, why do you say the word incidentally all the time?
Because I love that word, Gene.
Charles,
you
look very handsome today. All right, this is what we're going to do right now. The Snitka piece, Charles is going to read a program note while me and Daniel try to bother him by improvising on the piano. Ready? One, two, go, read the program note.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's give it a shot. Let's see. The Concerto Grosso. First of all, I got that in French. Let me get the English translation. What the hell are you doing, man? Yeah, okay. Oh, yes, his mother was a Volga German. His father was of Russian extraction. This Concerto Grosso Number 1 is dedicated to Gidon Kremer and was composed in 1976-77. It is written for, so to speak, a concertino group consisting of two violins and a tutti for string orchestra, harpsichord, and a piano. It both prepared. The composer himself played both keyboard instruments in performances in the Soviet Union and in Austria. The first performance took place in Leningrad in March of 1977, and the work attracted international attention at the Warsaw. All right, already! Stop it already! Okay, usually I don't laugh, but they did get me this time.
We got to laugh.
Yes, at Noise, Punk, and Das Crooner, and he ends on C major beautifully.
And now for Malta's birthday, Daniel Schneider will play a Mozart piece.
maybe not. Okay.
Look, my pedal is A. It doesn't. Oh boy. Okay. Next piece by Daniel Schneider is called.
What? What do you want to do?
What is it called? Quickly.
No, not quickly. Go ahead.
Slowly.
That's going to be Wedding Dance out of my string quartet number 3, Sunrise and Sunset.
Wait a minute. That's from that Jewish movie.
Sunrise, sunset. The Russians killing those guys, man.
No, that's their orchestral arrangement.
Okay. From Fiddler on the Roof, I believe you were referring.
Fiddler on the Roof, I was referring.
If I were a rich man, then you'd dig it.
Yes. So here's some roof fiddling.
Roof fiddling by Daniel Schneider.
Thank you.
Portion of the String Quartet number 3 by our guest Daniel Schneider. That was the movement entitled Wedding Dance, performed there by the Carmina Quartet here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. Fantastic work.
Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
A nice String
Thank
Quartet
you.
Playing, no doubt, y'all.
Yeah. Rock and roll, yo.
They were
or
like
funky
totally,
rock and roll.
Totally getting into those strings, man, ripping it up, you know. All right, look, I had a revelation. Oh, no, you have a piece called Revelation.
But
oh,
I'm bummed. Yeah, segue.
I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, but talk about your piece, Revelation. I have no idea what it is. So
Revelation of St. John for chorus and orchestra and soloists, I believe, correct?
Charles, you wrote this
exactly.
piece?
Exactly. It's the same combination of soloists and orchestral powers and chorus and organ as the Brahms Requiem, Deutsches, ein Deutsches Requiem. It's the same instrumentation. And it's about the end of the Bible, the very last part of the Bible, where actually time ends and everything is coming together. Earth and the heavens are.
Don't give it away! I didn't get to that part yet. I'm still in the middle. I'm still in the part where
enough already.
Where Moses is.
End of time.
End of time. Oh, good times. Good times.
I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here, Sondheim.
Here's a dollar. Stop singing.
Yes, sir.
So let's hear
a
this
portion.
It's going to be a big old piece. So how long is this piece? Tell us about the not you, Charles. I'm talking to Daniel.
All right.
You can stop talking now.
Yes, sir.
Okay, this is over a half an hour piece, but we're not going to be able to listen to the whole thing. So, Charles, make the selection. What do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear the latter part of the work. Wherever we start from, we'll start, and then we'll go to the end, because the conclusion's a beautiful ending.
Okay, then let's do that.
Okay, who's playing in this, by the way?
That's a Liceu Orchestra from Barcelona, Spain, with Sebastian Weigle conducting. And this Esther Heidemann, a New Yorker soprano, friend of mine, singing the soprano lead role.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Yo, the end of days, yo.
Thank you.
latter portion of The Revelation of St. John by our guest Daniel Schneider here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Daniel, who were the players involved again?
That was the Liceo Orchestra of Barcelona, Spain, with Sebastian Weigle conducting, and Esther Heidemann was the soprano, a New Yorker soprano, a friend of mine.
There you go.
That was some serious revelations.
You know it.
Show number six. That what was, you got to say?
Perfect way to end our program here on Noise Punk and Dust Current. Daniel, thank you so much for coming
out. Thank you for being with us, Daniel.
You're awesome.
Enjoyed your music.
Thank you. I hope you have a lot of success with your show. It was really a pleasure to be here.
And thanks again, Daniel. And yes, here is the theme music.
Show number six is over. Here's the theme music.
And until next time,
noise to you!
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk.